A Simple Favor by Darcy Bell, performed by Andy Arndt, Exie Sands, and Matthew Watterson. Part 1. My mother used to say, "Everyone has secrets. That's why you can never really know anyone else, or trust anyone. It's why you can never know yourself. Sometimes we even keep secrets from ourselves." Growing up, I thought that was good advice, although I didn't completely understand it. Or maybe I did, a little. Kids have secrets. The imaginary friends, the things they'd get in trouble for if a grown-up ever found out. Later, I discovered that Mom was speaking from personal experience, and I wonder if she was not just preparing me, but programming me for secrecy and mistrust. Did she sense that I would grow up to have darker and more shameful secrets than anyone else's? Secrets I mostly managed to keep, even from myself. 1. Stephanie's blog. Urgent. Hi, moms. This is going to be different from any post so far. Not more important, since all the things that happen with our kids, their frowns and smiles, their first steps and first words are the most important things in the world. Let's just say this post is more urgent. Way more urgent. My best friend has disappeared. She's been gone for 2 days. Her name is Emily Nelson. As you know, I don't ever name friends on my blog, but now, for reasons you'll soon understand, I'm temporarily suspending my strict anonymity policy. My son Miles and Emily's son Nikki are best friends. They're 5. They were born in April, so they both started school a few months later and are a little older than the other kids in their class. I'd say more mature. Miles and Nikki are everything you'd want your child to be. Decent, honest, kind little people. Qualities which, sorry guys if any guys are reading this, are not as common in boys. The boys found each other in public school. Emily and I met, picking them up after school. It's rare that kids become friends with their mom's friends' kids, or that moms become friends with their kids' friends' moms, but this time it clicked. Emily and I were lucky. For one thing, we're not the youngest moms. We had kids in our mid-30s when our mom clocks were ticking away. Sometimes Miles and Nikki make up plays and act in them. I let the boys film them on my phone, though I'm usually careful about how much time I let the kids spend on the electronic devices that make modern parenting such a challenge. One amazing skit they did was a detective story, The Adventures of Dick Unique. Nikki was the detective, Miles the criminal. Nikki said, "I'm Dick Unique, the world's smartest detective." Miles said, "I'm Miles Mandible, the world's most evil criminal." Miles played it like a villain in a Victorian melodrama, with lots of deep ho-ho-hos. They chased each other around our yard, pretending to shoot each other, no guns, with their fingers. It was awesome. I only wished that Miles's dad, my late husband Davis, could have been here to see it. Sometimes I wonder where Miles gets his theatrical streak. From his dad, I guess. Once I watched Davis give a presentation to potential clients, and I was surprised by how animated and dramatic he was. He could have been one of those goofy, charming, attractive young actors with floppy, shiny hair. With me, he was different. More himself, I guess. Quiet, kind, humorous, thoughtful. Though he did have some very strong opinions, mostly about furniture. But that seemed natural. After all, he was a successful designer-architect. Davis was a perfect angel, except for once or twice. Nikki said his mom helped them come up with the idea for Dick Unique. Emily loves detective stories and thrillers. She reads them on the Metro North commuter train to Manhattan when she doesn't have to prepare for a meeting or a presentation. Before Miles was born, I read books. Every so often now, I'll pick up something by Virginia Woolf and read a few pages to remind myself of who I used to be, of who I hope I still am. Somewhere under the play dates and school lunches and early bedtimes is the young woman who lived in New York City and worked at a magazine. A person who had friends, who went out for brunch on weekends. None of those friends had kids. None moved to the suburbs. We've lost touch.